We're back.
We are back.
We are back. Doug is back. We got a lot to do, Rico. And I don't want to do this, but we do what we need to do. We have to open the show with Jim Harbaugh's comments. I know you were not here yesterday. The Godfather had borrowed your chair. The notice, the draft of allegations, and that was all yesterday. I'm not going back down that road. But Jim Harbaugh had a lot to say, and I want to play it, and I think you said it best. What is your reaction to it, people? And Rico and I will kibitz about it. I just, once again, I think the man is a malignant narcissist, and he's not helping you, but he doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself.
Yeah.
So take a listen. He was asked about this, and this was at Charger Camp. He was asked about it. Take a listen to his answer.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Ah, that's a good act. That's tremendous. It's good acting, Jeff. So there's a couple of notes. One is my response to this will be something I've always fallen back on. It's a book that's been very important in my life, mm-hmm. and a passage from that book.
Yeah.
Quote, every coach, every executive, every leader, they all know right from wrong. When someone uncovers a scandal in their company, I don't think they can say I didn't know it was going on. They're just saying they're too dumb to do their job. And if they are really too dumb, then why are they getting paid millions to do it? They know what's going on. Close quote from a book I love, Bo's Lasting Lessons. The legendary coach teaches timeless fundamentals of leadership.
Yeah, I think I got you that for a Christmas present one.
Yes, yeah. I've read it several times. Yeah. No, I, in all seriousness, look, I'm not going to get too bent out of shape. But Rico, this is the issue. For him, it's fine. He'll be there's a shot he'll get banned from college football forever. Who cares? What? Fine. If he can't enter the big house or something, that's a, you know, that's a scarlet letter he's going to have to wear. But it's not helping Michigan. And I wonder, and people, I'll throw the number to you guys, 248-539-9797. Look, his defiance, I think, is why the NCAA is after you so badly. And him being defiant from afar, remember, he didn't cooperate. He had an assistant coach trying to sway kids to lie and not talk to the NCAA. He wouldn't turn over his phone, which if you're innocent, why not? Just get it over with. You do have your current head coach who deleted 52 text messages with Connor Stallion. Like him doing this yesterday, Rico, yeah. It serves him. It doesn't serve Michigan.
You're right, Mike. There's only so much plausible deniability you can have before, kind of like Bo's quote saying, you're an idiot, okay? You're just too dumb to have this job. One thing I know. Whether it's high school, college, or pros, the head coach knows everything that's going on. They know it all. In high school, they know what class you're supposed to be in. They know what your GPA is supposed to be, what test you just failed. In college, they know what party you went to the night before because they're probably sending graduate assistants out there to make and interns to make sure you're not doing anything stupid. They know everything that's going on. For him to come out here and say, I don't know, nothing happened under my watch, Jim, this is the reason why the NCAA is pissed at you. This is the reason why the NCAA is coming so hard after Michigan. It's not the crime. It's the cover-up. It's the fact that you just wouldn't admit what you did, even though you were caught red-handed doing it. You were defiant. You didn't want to cooperate. And now to see, what he's doing now is so counterproductive. If you're a Michigan fan, it would tick me off because instead of coming up with a solution, instead of coming up with some type of compromise, all this is going to do is drag this process out and take it from this year to possibly this year and next season because, you know, Michigan's going to get 90 days once it officially comes out. And, you know, does this go to the legal part? Now, I think it's stupid. And I think you guys may have touched upon it yesterday. You don't want to go the legal route if you're Michigan.
Because no, now, discovery.
Right. It's like for you laymen out there, it's like inviting the IRS to take a look at your books. They may be looking for one thing. They're going to find something else. You don't want that to happen. So if you're Michigan, you want this to go away as soon as possible so that you can start life after Harbaugh and see what you have. But right now, it's not. And the charges, Mike, if they would have cooperated from the beginning, this would have been gone. You would have got hit with whatever. But instead, not only did you do the whole cheeseburger thing, that was a separate case. Now you have this one coming down. They finally admitted that, hey, that's Connor Stallions on the sideline at the Central Michigan game. Yes, that was him. This thing is not going to go away anytime soon. And Jim Harbaugh is going to make sure that it drags on and on because he just won't take responsibility. I don't understand it because you ran the program, Jim.
Malignant narcissist.
And right,
who he is. He only cares about himself.
Yeah.
That's the thing I never understood. And again, if you're a Michigan fan and you love him, that's fine. He doesn't love you. The reality is he left your school in tatters. Now, you can blurt out Natty and Michigan versus everybody. Guys, look at how he left it. I mean, first of all, the most important thing to most Michigan fans, most, not all, most, has been your faux reputation. The idea that you are beyond reproach and the leaders and best and the way we do things. He destroyed all that. And for people like me, look, and Rico, I'm not going to speak for you. I just, look, if you're not in the Michigan fandom, you don't like Michigan. Clearly, I don't like you. Like, my win is simple. I just don't have to hear about integrity anymore. It's an absurdity. I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA, but I am with Rico on this. And David, feel free to chime in because I know you have strong thoughts on it. I just wish the guy would stop so the current coach and the current players and the people left to deal with the mess that happened under his watch. And again, by bylaws, it doesn't matter if he knew. I do the Bo quote because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Your adopted dad, basically.
You dress up like him every game,
right,
at Michigan.
And he basically just said, you don't get to say you don't know. You're either a liar or an idiot, or even worse, both. So, yeah, I just, David, like, do you at least understand, or not understand, let me take that back. Do you at least agree he's only serving himself with those comments? Like, he's not helping you.
No, he's not helping at all. At this point, as a Michigan fan, he left, which he decided he wanted to go back to the NFL. He got that gig.
He didn't have a choice, David.
I get that. That's a different conversation. But
no, it's not. He left. Listen, in order to keep him, you would have to offer him something impossible, meaning immunity. Innocent people don't ask for immunity.
You're right about that.
So it's just, again, his defiance from afar. They can still get you for the things that happened under his watch. It's not helping any of it.
But that's why I want him to just shut up about it. You left. You're on the west side of the country now. How about you just end it all and just let us be? Let the program be. It is your program. It is your school that you went to. Don't you love it? Then let them just end it.
He's going to keep dragging and be done with it. Yeah, he's going to keep dragging this thing out, David, and for somebody who knows nothing, he sure has a lot to say for somebody who knows nothing. Just own it. Yeah, we did. We won. We pushed the boundaries. If anything, Connor Stallions was on your staff, and he was on the Central Michigan sideline. You say you have nothing. There's one thing you can apologize for. Hey, guys, that's one of my guys. He should not have been there. That's on me. I'm sorry. And it doesn't make you a lesser man, Jim, to simply say, yeah, I'm the top dog. I got paid a ton of money. One of my people did some stuff he wasn't supposed to do. You can start there and apologize for that. But to say you have nothing to apologize for and to be so defiant, this is why this thing won't go away anytime soon. And this is why I think the NCAA is going to try to hammer you as hard as they can, because in their mind, we've tried working with you, and you keep spitting in our face.
And that's why in the end I want him to stop, because he's not helping the guy that he believes can lead this program to the future. And that's Sherrone Moore. He's not helping Sherrone Moore whatsoever. We always have to constantly look back on the things that he did, the things that he was in control over, instead of us saying, let's move on, move past it, go to the future. He's hurting that guy.
Well,
he's hurting Sherrone.
The problem for Sherrone, though, is like he's a multiple-time offender. He's facing a suspension.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because don't forget, he was part of that people who got suspended over the whole JJ thing that happened with recruiting at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I just would like to know, if you're a Michigan fan and you heard Harbaugh's comments, what's your reaction to it? I'm not asking you to react one way or the other. You can react however you like. If you disagree with the idea that he's not really helping the place he claims to love, that's fine. I want to understand how you feel that way. I don't think him pouring more gasoline on it, make no mistake, the tattoo, the we did nothing wrong, those continual flouting of look, it's so clear you did something wrong that even John Jansen says you cheated. Straight up. Like, just stop. Or do you want to do more of the amicus brief? Yeah. That's the other thing. Well, if you had a real case and you were really innocent, you wouldn't have been recommended to not be in court.
You know, buddy, everybody deletes their text messages.
That way, listen. I got into a Wojo briefly, and I'm not mad at Bob. I'm just like, Bob, I think you're focused on the wrong stuff. It doesn't matter. The fact that Sharon deleted those the day the reports went public, the optics of that are enough. It's not a court of law. Please don't play that song. The burden of proof is so much different than a court of law. The NCAA can look at something and go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, therefore we believe it's a duck. That's all they need. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do. And I've said from the very beginning, I blame the Big Ten and I blame the College Football Playoff Committee. I don't, the NCAA to me, first of all, they're losing in court left and right with antitrust suits and the NIL stuff. They don't have a bottomless pit of money. They don't. And they're on the hook for, they could go bankrupt in these lawsuits. I think if you're a Michigan fan, the thing you're hoping for is, does the NCAA get put 6 feet under
before this happens?
Exactly. Yeah. So
you win by default.
You're basically hoping grandma dies before, you know, she wakes from the coma and says that you're the one who put her in the coma. So it's just, that's kind of how it works. You know, almost like the convenient death of Ed Martin. You're just hoping certain people don't live long enough to talk.
Ooh, the Monday before.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm just saying, you're hoping for a convenient, non-literal death here. So I get what Michigan's playbook is. Deny, deflect, delay. It's what they're best at. And frankly, it's a great PR strategy.
Right.
But when Harbaugh's doing this, it makes me wonder if it's almost speeding up what the NCAA, because they move at a glacial pace. We know that.
They do. And I think if you're the NCAA, man, you really, this is one case that I think is becoming personal for them.
Oh, it's where that's true. Very much.
We gave you every opportunity because let's face it, you're Michigan. We don't want to hammer you. We want to hammer. I've often thought that Central Michigan would get hammered worse than Michigan.
They still might.
They might. I think they'll get theirs first, but we'll see what happens to Michigan.
They have to admit that Costa graduated. 248-539-9797. Just what is your reaction to Harbaugh yesterday? Is he fanning the flames? Do you take pride in what he said? I don't know. You guys react whatever way you like. I'm not asking you to react any one way.